Well, John Lendorf, this week you wanted to talk about how we upgrade that everyday tomato sauce. Many of us use tomato sauce from a jar for the convenience.
Right, and a lot of people doctor it up a little bit with extra garlic or fresh basil or something like that, but I was wandering the aisles in the supermarket, and I was just stunned by the number of canned and bottled sauces, and there's ways to take that regular sauce and just, you know, make it like you taste in a restaurant where you get those roasted tomato flavors and stuff.
So if you want to augment your store-bought tomato sauce, what are some recommendations?
Well, here's one I came up with. I love the flavor of roasted tomatoes, dried tomatoes, charred tomatoes that you get in Greek food. This is really simple. You don't use fresh tomatoes to make tomato sauce. You use canned tomatoes. Take crushed, either diced tomatoes or something like it that has a little bit of texture. Take the whole can, empty it out into a pie plate or on a cookie sheet. Spread it out and put it in the oven at about 300 degrees for about an hour or more. The juice evaporates, it gets sweeter, and intensifies the tomato flavor.
Roast a can of diced tomatoes.
Yeah, as opposed to getting sun-dried, which are ridiculously expensive. You can use plum tomatoes or anything else. And it adds a lot. You would add that to your sauce, or add it to a can of what I like, which is crushed tomatoes as a base. I take it, and I add roasted chicken to it. It's kind of a chicken cacciatore, and you can take that sauce, pour it over penne pasta, and put some cheese on it in the oven. Otherwise, get some mushroom powder and add that, and you'll get that bright, strong umami mushroom flavor to it.
All that starting with a store-bought tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah. Thank you. And on a personal note, I want to congratulate you and more specifically your son Hans, who is graduating this month from Willamette University, has been awarded a Scholar Athlete Award and a great kid with a great dad.
I'm proudest that he's a mensch. And I just wanted to mention it because so many of you have either read my column over the years since Hans was born and about the various things that he ate, and I'm a proud guy. So, Sam, what's the best thing you ate lately?
You know, we have one of those slow cookers, which is kind of like an advanced version of the old pressure cooker, I think, something like that, sort of. But
slow.
Anyway.
It's slow.
Slow cooker, yeah. You put the ingredients in the morning. Your dinner is ready when you get home. So my wife, Amy, made a small cheesecake inside one of these things. And we obviously, because they're not that big, you needed just a 6-inch pan, but you cook it in the slow cooker with water underneath it, and it was so moist and creamy compared to the cheesecake made in the oven. I think we'll do it again. It was delicious cheesecake made in a slow cooker.
So it sat above the water.
Yeah, sits above the water,
and
but the
steams.
Water yeah, steams it, essentially. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You get moist and creamy cheesecake.
Sounds good.
Yeah, in the slow cooker. Well, you can like John Lendorf's Facebook page and also listen to archived radio nibbles. Those are available at news.kgnu.org. And happy graduation to all the graduates out there.
And bon appetit to all.
The latke, Matke, silicon, Connie for Bonnie. Give